Hello and welcome to the Law and Justice Podcast brought to you by Project K. Today I have a special episode for you titled Fashion Detox with Eduarda. Eduarda is from Slow Fashion Portugal, and today's episode is a collaboration with Slow Fashion Movement, which is a global platform to fight against fast fashion and to promote slow fashion for a better, cleaner and healthier planet for everyone. The effects of fast fashion on the environment are too huge. About 10% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions come from the fashion industry. Brands need to confront a number of areas to tackle this, with manufacturing, transport, materials and packaging all playing a role. So too does consumer behavior, and that's where we can play our part. Stay tuned to learn from Eduarda about how to reduce the carbon footprint of your wardrobe. And today we are going to know about the Slow Fashion Season and Fashion Detox campaign organized by Slow Fashion Movement. So I'm going to interview Eduarda from Portugal, and I'm welcoming Eduarda to my show. Hello, Eduarda.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eduarda, and I'm a content creator for the Slow Fashion Movement. Today, we will talk about Slow Fashion Season and Fashion Detox. But first, I would like to thank the Law and Justice Podcast for having me here talking about such an important topic. So, Slow Fashion Movement is a movement built by volunteers where we strive to change our own fast fashion behaviors to reflect a more sustainable fashion environment where we not only protect our people, but we also protect our planet. At Slow Fashion Movement, we believe in three very simple principles: slow down, make better, and be fair. In other words, this means let's all stand for slow and sustainable fashion. For an individual point of view, this means that you mainly use what you have, you buy secondhand, and you only buy some new sustainable items when you really need. When you really, really need, actually. So, there are three ways to get involved in Slow Fashion Movement. The first one is if you believe in our message but you don't have the time to spare, you can help us by donating money. Or maybe if you really want to get involved, you can become a global or local organizer or even an ambassador. Finally, you can join our crowd actions like Slow Fashion Season, that is our focus here today.
Most young people love to show off their styles, their new clothes, jewelries. So what actually inspired you to join Slow Fashion Movement?
When people ask me what inspired me to join Slow Fashion Movement, I always remember the first time I moved to Lisbon, and I remember taking a picture in my room of my four bags full of clothes, and I was beyond proud of that. And now I look back and I understand that I didn't need all of that. Some of the things I had, I bought it either because they were so cheap, and at that time I didn't know what is cheap for us ends up being very expensive to our environment and to the people that make our clothes, or because they were trendy items. I think, honestly, the last one is what now upsets me the most, because fashion industry is organized in a way that pushes us to buy certain types of looks to fit in what they say is trendy and cool this week. And in a couple of days, what was cool last week is now out of fashion. So what I'm trying to say is that I personally realized that I have power over my choices, and I can define what is cool or not. And I don't like brands telling me that a dress that I bought last year is no longer suitable for this year. I always like to say that a cool dress or a cool t-shirt is the one that makes you feel good with yourself, and the most sustainable piece of clothes are the one you already have. So I think once you realize this, it's very difficult to look back to our consumption habits and not want to change the way we buy and the way we look at fashion industry. And that's what happened to me. It's simple as that. I started to do more research about these topics, and there was one time I was watching a documentary called River Blue, and I was very sad to learn about the impact of textiles and jeans production in our rivers, and how people that live near those factories, especially kids, have to cross rivers full of toxic materials to go to school, putting their own health at risk. But, as I said, the problem is not only related to the environment, but the clothing industry faces many systemic and social issues and does not place appropriate value on the people working in and around the supply chain. Many workers, if not the most, in the clothing industry lack the security of basic human rights. After all of this, after all that I have learned, I had to join Slow Fashion Movement that is not only a place to teach but or to share knowledge, but is also a place to learn and grow from our own misconceptions.
Please tell us in detail about Fashion Detox and Slow Fashion Season organized by Slow Fashion Movement.
This year at Slow Fashion Season, we decided that it's time to turn the tide. So what does this mean? We challenge people to not buy new clothes for 3 months, to detox ourselves from the addiction that many of us have around fashion, and that's basically why we started using the hashtag Fashion Detox. During this season that begins on the 1st of July and goes till the end of September, we will provide everyone with the information and tools to deepen our knowledge, keep up the behavioral change, and connect with our global movement. We will help people discover the psychological principles behind consumerism, connect them with like-minded people, share slow fashion practices from different cultures, and learn more about transforming this industry. So, instead of buying new clothes, we challenge each and every one of you to follow the buyer key of needs, and I will explain what it is. First, we use what we have, and I've already said it, and this can be simply combine those clothes in creative ways that we never think of. Second, we borrow and we swap clothes, and maybe a friend's pre-loved clothes can be exactly the thing you were looking for. And this actually had happened to me last week. Third, if we still need something new, we thrift clothes from second-hand and vintage stores. And last but not least, we make our own clothes. And maybe this is the most difficult one, but I think everyone can do it. And throughout all Slow Fashion Season, we will teach you how you can make your own clothes. But I know, and this is a common question that we get on our Instagram page, is why detox from fashion? And I have some reasons. The first one is, if you act together, you become more than just a drop in the ocean. Choosing slow fashion together with 20,000 others sends a powerful message to the fashion industry, and this is really true. And last year we saw the impact we had, so we want to do more this year. Other reason can be to deepen your relationship with clothes, and we all know that behind every piece of clothing is a story and a life cycle we often forget about. And third, become creative with what's already out there can be the challenge you were looking for this summer and maybe for a lifetime. Imagine if 20,000 people commit to Slow Fashion Season, we can save the equivalent of up to 750 million liters of water and 2.5 million kilograms of CO2 emissions. So I invite you, all of you that are listening to this podcast, to sign up for Slow Fashion Season.
What are the initiatives you have taken so far from Slow Fashion Movement to promote the campaign like Fashion Detox or Slow Fashion Season to reach more people from the various backgrounds, from different parts of the world?
At Slow Fashion Movement, we have lots of ways to spread our message and tackle all of the issues related to fashion industry. The first step is to educate our community and we do that by creating engaging and in-depth content. You can see it on our Instagram, on our blog, or by signing up our newsletter. The important thing that we have to keep in mind when creating content is that the message should be clear, our sources have to be trustful, and we have to create a safe place for everyone to give their opinion, to discuss their opinion. And that for me is one of our strongest points. We actually learn a lot from our followers and from our partnerships, and we always gain a lot more when we engage with them. Besides creating written content, we always have an agenda full of events with people from all over the world where they talk about their experience with slow fashion, sustainability and consumption. And I have to admit that these are by far my favorite initiatives. Changing our habits is not easy, and sometimes I find myself having trouble and wanting to be perfect in my sustainability journey. And when I hear that those people have the same problems, have the same doubts, and feel frustrated like I do, that makes me feel better and focused on what matters the most. That is, keep fighting for what we believe it's right by taking small but impactful steps. Then, Slow Fashion Season is probably the biggest initiative we have now, and it's usually the most impactful one.
Do you believe our young generation will love the idea of slow fashion? Well, they are very much interested in fast fashion and they love to show up their new clothes, their new styles.
Yes, I really believe in young generations and their power to demand transparency from companies, power to demand targets from governance, and accountability from advertisers and even themselves. I think young people are not afraid to fight for what they believe in, and I think environmental issues are a main concern from them. And it makes sense for me that we started to see more and more protests in every part of the world. I believe that you can see clearly what is going on, and we are more educated to understand that we should make our planet and our people a priority over anything else. I can give you an example. My sister is 16 and she is much more aware of the issues you are facing, like environmental issues, racism, gender rights, poverty, than I was at her age. And I think that social media plays a great role in engaging young people like her in these fights. Yes, of course, one can argue that it's all just for the gram, and in some cases, I have to agree. But I won't overlook the power that digital tools have today in bringing young people together. Regarding slow fashion specifically, I think they are the first ones to go against the rules of the system we live in, to call out green and pink washing, to thrift, because they really don't have nothing to lose. It's exactly the other way around. They need to fight if they want to live in a safe and a fair planet. And let me tell you guys one thing that I learned from my experience creating content for Slow Fashion Movement, and it kind of contradicts what I used to believe in, is that although visual resources like videos are now very popular to engage young people in these issues, young people really want in-depth content, trustful sources. They want to have a deep knowledge about the things that they are passionate with, and they don't want just a slogan that they can share on their stories, for example. They are not afraid to take sides, and they understand the political implications of their choices. And I think that's That's really cool and that's very important. So I believe in young people.
Do you think people in your country are now aware of the impacts of fast fashion? And are they informed of the term slow fashion?
I think Portugal has room to grow, for sure. We are fortunate enough to not have to deal with constant violation of human rights, like the ones you see in those garment factories in India, for example. But we shouldn't face these issues like they are not our business, because they are everyone's business. And we, as a country, have responsibility to spread not only what's going on in other countries, but also to make sure we directly approach these problems in our legislation and education. But I am very happy to see more Portuguese accounts, organizations and brands taking sustainability as their main value and not only as a marketing strategy. And you know, that is a thing that happens a lot. And although we are a really small country, I can see great examples of this. Of course, fast fashion is still the reality, and sometimes due to economic and lack of education on this matter, is the main option for consumers. But I think we are slowly but surely making our way into a more sustainable business model in the fast fashion industry.
Do you think the fashion detox and slow fashion season campaign organized by Slow Fashion Movement can play a greater role to protect the planet from a climate disaster and to protect our future generations from the devastating impacts of fast fashion and environmental pollution?
I'm sure that this year's slow fashion season will have a great impact for the best in the way people see and buy clothes. Advocating for slow fashion is not always easy, but we as consumers have the power to demand changes, to approach those big fast fashion brands and hopefully make them change the way they produce and advertise. But I have to be honest, is that this is only possible if we also fight for transparency in our political system, where human rights and environmental concerns are properly addressed. This is a group's work.
Thank you for your valuable time and helpful answers. I hope my audience will be encouraged greatly to join Slow Fashion Season and Fashion Detox organized by Slow Fashion Movement. And I request my audience to join Slow Fashion and to change their lifestyle. In fact, fast fashion is affecting everyone directly or indirectly. So it's time to take a collective effort to change the scenario, to avoid fast fashion and to protect us from extinction from a global climate crisis. It's our duty to ensure a better, a healthier planet for our next generations. Thank you everyone for listening, and I'm coming with another special episode on Slow Fashion Movement with Niobe. So stay tuned and raise your voice against injustice anywhere.
I would like to end today's episode by saying that it's okay to feel overwhelmed, and the important thing is we keep going, we keep spreading awareness on our local communities, on our families, or even as a slow fashion ambassador. Once again, thank you so much for having me here. I hope you're now able to understand the devastating impacts of fast fashion on our planet, on garment workers, and on human rights. If you want to learn more about this, I would recommend you to join us at Slow Fashion Season and learn with our big community starting 1st of July till the end of September. Thank you!